Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, the Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the categories of people during the account, meaning the account on the Day of Judgment. In this hadith, Imam Ali categorizes these people into different classes, based on what will transpire for them on the Day of Resurrection when they're being taken to account. Imam Ali says, the people on that day will be of different classes and stations. Some of them will be given an easy account and return to their people happy. This is actually taken from a verse of the Holy Quran. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Meaning there's some people, their account will be easy, will not be difficult for them, and they will join their people, their relatives, their spouses, their children in paradise. Some of them will be given an easy account and return to their people happy. The second category is this, some of them will enter paradise without giving an account. Meaning, some people will not be taken account for, their actions will not be assessed, they will not be weighed, and these kind of things will not occur for them. Automatically, they'll be taken to paradise without being asked or questioned about anything. Why? The Imam alludes to this, for they had nothing to do with matters of the world, of the worldly life. They didn't preoccupy themselves with the world, and they didn't care about the worldly life. They had nothing to do with it. So their actions were pure and sincere and only for God. For this reason, they have no bad deeds, and therefore it doesn't make sense for them to be questioned and taken account for. Imam Ali in continuation says, for indeed the account there, meaning in the hereafter, is for those who entangle themselves with them, meaning the worldly affairs here in this world. If somebody doesn't therefore entangle himself with the worldly life, then there is no reason and no purpose in taking him to account. Imam Ali says, وَإِنَّمَا الْحِسَابُ هُنَاكَ عَلَى مَنْ تَلَبَّسَ بِهَا هَا هُنَا. Meaning, person who gets entangled with the affairs of the world. Finally, the last group of people is described by Imam Ali in the following way. And some of them will be asked to account for every speck and spot and will be made to suffer the punishment of the blaze. Meaning there are some people whose actions will be assessed, will be weighed, will be taken account for, and then because they were so worldly and had committed so many sins, they will be made to enter the painful punishment of hell. So altogether, in this blessed and very sacred and very noble tradition and hadith, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned three groups of people. Some people's actions will be taken account for, but their account will be easy. It will not be difficult for them. They will enter paradise. The second is the group of people whose actions will not be taken account for, and they will automatically enter paradise. So these two groups of people enter paradise. One group of them is taken account for, the other is not. And finally is the group who is not even taken account for. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the categories of people in the hereafter in the words of Imam Ali. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.